KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. Time for a look at the news for a Friday, the 16th day of June for 2017. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory from noon Saturday through Tuesday evening. The excessive heat watch is no longer in effect. A heat advisory means that a period of hot temperatures is expected. Hot temperatures can create a situation in which heat illness is possible. So drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Foothill temperatures are forecast well into the 90s to low 100s over the weekend and into the early part of next week as well. Overnight lows in the foothills will range in the 60s and 70s over the weekend, warming mostly into the 70s through next week. Long outdoor exposure will increase your chances for heat-related illness, so take some extra precaution if you work or spend time outside. When possible, reduce your strenuous activities to the early morning or evening hours. Wear lightweight or loose-fitting clothing when possible, and drink plenty of water. Area waterways are also running very cold and fast, increasing the risk for hypothermia and the need for water rescues. And of course, make sure your outdoor animals have a clear, cool source of water. A near-capacity crowd gathered at the Jackson Civic Center last night for a special town hall meeting addressing concerns over the urgent care and treatment facility currently under construction at Mission Road and Highway 49. The facility will be two-thirds urgent care and one-third drug treatment facility, but it was the drug treatment, specifically the use of methadone, that dominated the conversation at last night's town hall discussion of the new building, which is expected to be completed by the middle of 2018. The doctor who will run the drug treatment center dominated the discussion as he was peppered with often hostile questions from numerous members of the public, giving long, detailed answers on the nature and treatment of addiction, details of how the treatment clinic would operate, and how the methadone would be distributed, how methadone worked to treat heroin and other opiate drug addictions, and the repeated appeals for the community to support drug treatment and this project. Concerned residents raised public safety as a primary concern, but the final speaker of the night, Jackson Police Chief Scott Morrison, gave his endorsement to the drug treatment clinic, saying that his department faced a growing tide of opiate abuse and overdoses, and that something needed to be done to address the problem. Fire crews made quick work of a vegetation fire yesterday afternoon that was started by an escaped debris burn. The fire was reported on Quartz Mountain Road East and Meath Road. Crews arrived to find about an acre of vegetation burning in the grass and quickly contained it. The fire was reportedly started by an escaped debris burn. Local fire agencies remind residents that even if air pollution control says it's okay to burn, you need to think about the current weather conditions. Are they safe for burning? And an expert tasked with examining the impasse between Calaveras Unified and the district's educators has issued their report. And the report recommends giving teachers a raise and reducing class sizes, among other things. John Mosley, CEO of J. Mosley HR and Educational Services, led a panel, including himself and one expert representing the district and one for the union. After presentations and examining all of the information, Mosley addressed 9 items. The main ones were teacher pay and class sizes. He recommends class sizes be 30-1 in this school year, 28-1 in the 17-18 school year, and 24-1, which is the state requirement, in the 18-19 school year. He also recommended a 4% salary increase for the 16-17 school year, and another 2.5% in the 17-18 school year. Ron Bennett, CEO of School Services of California, representing the district, filed a dissenting opinion objecting to all of Mosley's recommendations. Calaveras Unified Superintendent Mark Campbell also objected to the recommendation, saying doing so would put the district in a difficult financial position when they are already having money troubles. And the Calaveras Coroner's Office has confirmed the body discovered in the wreckage of a small plane was that of Leroy Del Don. Del Don was on his way to Columbia Airport from a private airstrip in Stanislaus County when his plane went off radar and went down outside of Mountain Ranch. And tonight, Jukebox Gumbo, a blues-based rock and roll band, will perform at the second TGIF concert of the season. Presented by Amador Arts, this free concert kicks off tonight at 6 o'clock in the Sutter Creek Mini Provost Park. Bring your own chairs and picnics and get ready for a groovy time. This season marks the 19th year Amador Arts has hosted this free concert series. Next Friday, TGIF will feature the Johnny Gold Trio at the Plymouth City Park. The Johnny Gold Trio is a jazz trio playing standards, ballads, Latin jazz, and blues. For more info on anything dealing with the arts, visit amadorarts.org. And if all goes as planned, Megan O'Keefe of Amador Arts will be here at 7:40 to join us this morning. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning.